Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you,
one?
You are.
Go.
We say it what we want, give it to you non-stop. When it plays anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Well, hello there, everybody. This here is Uncensored Radio, and it's me, Jeffrey. And alongside of me tonight, I got the one, the only, the bodacious Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's all that. How are you, boo-boo?
Well, hello. I'm fabulous. Thank you for introducing my bodacious tata.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So,
I have some confessions to make.
These are my confessions.
Yeah.
Well, let's do confessions for this hour and talk about doing bitches dirty, because I know you and I have done both, or have both.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, for my first confession isn't about what I was going to do to somebody else. It's about my own vanity.
Oh. Fill me in, Gert. Fill me in.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm blind as a bat, but I am so damn vain. I don't ever wear glasses, and I don't like my contacts because they hurt my eyeballs. So I just walk around blind as shit. That's why I get in so many car accidents.
Oh, my God. Wait, I've seen you with glasses, though, haven't I?
Yeah, but only in the car when it's dark, when I think people can't see me.
You're so stupid. Just get a pair of hot glasses.
I know. I don't like them. I think I look ugly. But, anyway, so I walk around blind as a bat all the time. Well, I realize that I have been squinting so much that I've been getting wrinkles.
Oh!
Yes, and I never really cared. I never really noticed until all of my friends started pointing it out. So now I have this complex.
Oh, your friends
yeah,
are assholes.
They are. Like, all my friends are so pretty, and all of them get Botox. Like, all of them. And they've kind of got me convinced that I need it. They're like, oh, no, girl. You're over 30. You need it. You have to have it. Like, look at how young I look. Look at how good I look. I'm like, yeah, but you always look surprised and mellow, and you can't look pissed off if you try. Like, you know, I like to let people know when I'm pissed. I can make the face. Yours is frozen.
Right, yeah, you are definitely, I feel like you're more like me, where we're very animated in the face, and, like, that's part of our charm and our comedy. Like, I just don't think, and you do not have wrinkles. You hang out with some shallow bitches. First, you need to get some new friends. That's your motherfucking problem. You don't need no Botox. You need some new motherfucking friends.
Well, so... they kind of got me convinced. I'm kind of thinking about trying it.
Oh, God, don't do it. You could end up like Priscilla Prince. Oh, excuse me.
I kind of want to do it. They're having a Botox party in a couple days. And I guess how it works is you have to buy it by the unit. And I guess...
Yes, you do.
I would need very many units. They say, like, maybe 30. And so... It's on this super-duper-duper-duper sale for $8 a unit, where usually it's, like, three times that much in, like,
right.
Beverly Hills. So I was thinking of trying it and doing a bitch on the move while I'm getting my face injected and telling you guys everything that's happening while it's happening.
Bitch, you are nuts. Do you know those Botox parties are the worst? I was going to have one and do it. But then I saw this one chick, like, her face was so jacked up, I was like, fuck that. No way.
But, okay, that yeah, I can see that. And that's why I've always been afraid. I'm like, no, I'm not putting dead shit in my face, no way. But the laws here state that you have to have a doctor do it. So it's not like some random receptionist is going to be poking my face with some stuff.
But why is a doctor going to go do a house party?
No,
they got
no,
enough
it's in
money.
A salon. It's in a salon. It's in a medical center. Salon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well,
when
I don't
I found
know.
Out it's a good price because all of my friends do it. And I found out that it's a jock doing it. I'm like, well, I might as well do it and call into the show, do a Bitch on the Move special edition. I'm getting stuff in my face.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like the wrinkles are still there. And if you don't keep it up, like, they're never going to go away. Like, you need to get a filler. You need to get, like, Restylane or whatever.
Oh, see, now you're trying to get me to do all this other crazy shit.
Well, no, Restylane is another injectable. But that, like, fills in the wrinkles. Like, Botox is just a pain in the ass because you have to maintain it. And I think it takes a while. Like, your face will become numb. But you have to wait, you know, from not moving. I don't know that the wrinkles ever smooth out.
Well...
And you don't have wrinkles, you crazy bitch. You're 31.
You mean 29.
29 the third time. Second time, I can't do math.
Whatever. Not 31. But, yeah, I was thinking of trying it. I'm also getting a new kind of hair extensions that are like tape. So they tape two sides and it's sticky and it's flat.
What? Is it going to come out in the shower?
No. It sticks to itself. I don't know, but it's like, it's not like Elmer's glue, like when you're doing arts and crafts in kindergarten.
Okay, well, the new hair I could get, because whoever was doing your hair, I didn't care for it anyways. Sorry.
All right, so, new hair, new little forehead. What else?
I'm down for the hair, but the forehead, I think you're nuts.
I want to try it. I never tried it. I kind of think it would be fun.
Wait till you need it.
Well, it's preventative. You're supposed to do it before you need it.
No, bitch, no. You know what I tell you, it was so bad. So I got, you know what lidocaine is?
No, but it sounds fun.
It's like an aura gel for teeth, but I guess it's like way stronger or whatever. I don't know. So
Somebody gave me some.
Well, I chased little Shan before we moved at the old house. I chased her around the whole fucking house trying to rub it on her crow's feet, and this bitch wouldn't let me. I chased her. It was all over her face by the time we were done. Her nose was numb, but the bitch still had wrinkles. I was like, well, I'm saying, if you want to give it a try, put a little aura gel or get you a little lidocaine, put that on the wrinkles and numb it out for a little bit and see do how it looks.
Now, that wouldn't help with wrinkles. What are you trying to do? I thought you were going to say something sexual and, like, freaky.
No, Gert, because it's numbing your face. It's a numbing cream.
Right, it's numb your face. It could do other numbing to other body parts that you might want to use, and that could be fun.
Right, yeah. Not so much, because I've had an encounter with one of those things with some numbing cream, and let me tell you...
Yeah, please do tell me. You have a confession now. It's your turn.
Yes,
go ahead.
I do.
I'm listening.
They have some numbing gel for the you know, the homosexual activities. And let's just say it can get through an object and get onto you, which then creates a whole other world of shit because then your Stranger Woods numb.
Ooh. How does that? Does it work? How does that? That's fascinating. Tell me more. I should know shit.
It wasn't numb, like, but it was just, like, the sensation was, like, dull. It was horrible.
So it wasn't enjoyable.
No, not really, because it was just, like, you know, it's like you were, I don't know, doing air, I guess.
Couldn't that be a really good idea, though, if you're, like, a one-minute man?
Oh, probably. Actually, yeah, that would probably
Slap
solve that
issue. Some numbing cream on him? See,
yeah.
We're here for you, people. We got suggestions to all your problems. You got a one-minute man, numb him.
I don't want no minute man. Ooh, mama can't hear no.
You got a no-minute man, roofie him. We got answers to all your needs.
That's right. Speaking of, you know, getting old and wrinkles and crow feet, you know, I have that big 3-0 coming up in October, so you better start saving your miles now.
Okay. You going to import me?
Yeah. Or maybe we'll just import the whole family. We'll just go to Vegas for the week. Who knows?
Ooh, I like that.
I would rather travel.
Yeah. Mama Emmett can finally come see Vegas with me. That'd be perfect.
She is still driving me batshit crazy. Bonnie is now, like, people are starting to know who she is from the chat room, and they're finding her on Facebook, and they're friend requesting her. So the they were sitting outside, and she's like, yeah, I've been getting all these strange friend requests. She's like, who are these people? Are they nuts? Are they okay? Like, can I accept their friend request?
They're nuts. If they listen to us, they're nuts. We love you, all of our nutty, nutty listeners. Thank you.
It was so funny. She's just, like, dead serious. Like, are they nuts? Like, you know, are they crazy? Like, she was just so concerned about it. It's like, no, it's fine.
I think you got to be a little nuts to love us. But
yeah,
we're not, we love you back.
We're definitely crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good, though. It's a good crazy.
So, a while ago, we talked about doing people wrong, and I talked about how I tried to order somebody a refrigerator through Rent-A-Center, and we sent them pizzas way before there was, like, caller ID. Like, it wasn't very, well, it was popular, but not that many people had it because they wouldn't spend that extra $7.99.
Right.
Well, because, girl, I mean, you remember how much a phone service costs? Like, I remember back in the day, just for a telephone, it was like over $60 a month just to get local and regional calling.
Wow. Yeah,
you remember
that's a lot.
That? I know, like, it's such a boring topic, but it just blows my mind that, like, these are how times have changed. Like, it really was $60 just so I could call people in the same area code as me. Because if you were outside of your town, it was considered long distance, son of a bitch.
Long distance?
Yeah. Like, girl, you have AOL? Did you have AOL when you was younger?
Uh-uh.
A little dial-up?
Nope.
Okay, well, you've been to Syracuse. So from here to Syracuse was the call-in number for AOL back in the day, and Syracuse was considered long distance. So you had to get a regional plan. It would cost you two arms, a leg, and an ass cheek. It was nuts.
It sounds like you're ordering a combo at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Can I get two arms, two legs, and an ass cheek, please? Do you want that original or extra crispy?
Crispy, girl. Always crispy. Girl,
that's
telling.
In fact, I'm getting hungry. Can you order me some? Can you find someone that will deliver that on a prank call so I don't have to pay for it?
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. But, yeah, we did all sorts of horrible things, horrible, horrible things. But I've seen some great stuff on Facebook lately, like people completely saran wrap somebody's car.
I've done that. It's great. You get that big kind of saran wrap that when you're moving, the kind you wrap furniture in?
Honey, I just happen to have some in my closet.
See? Yeah, there you go. Who can we victimize?
I don't know, but the next time you're here, we've got to do it and take video.
Oh, I know who we can do. We might have to take a little road trip.
Oh.
We should saran wrap the Geico mobile.
That would be so funny.
He'd
never know
brilliant.
It was us because he'd never think that we'd drive all that far.
Oh, but we would. Talk about crazy. We would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
That needs to happen. I don't think Karen will go along with it, so we won't tell her what we're doing. We'll tell her we have to do a TV interview somewhere.
Yeah, 5 hours later when we get there, she's going to be like, where the fuck are we?
We're going to be like, okay, now you hold the camera.
Oh, God, it would be amazing. It would be
amazing. We're doing
it. I was thinking we could do it to Dale.
Oh, okay.
Because he's so much fun to fuck with.
He's a good sport about stuff, yeah.
Or, I don't know, do you think Fruit Roll-Up would take off paint because we could cover his whole car? In Fruit Roll-Up, there's just his windshield, like all of his windows.
That would be great. It'd be really hard to get off. We'd have to, like, wet it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, and then in the summer, it would probably melt. Oh, it could be bad.
That sounds great. Let's do it.
Well, you know, like somebody told me, what was it, Snowball? It was a bowl cleaner would take paint off of cars. I'm not saying that I did this, but it's true. It does take paint off of cars, if anybody's wondering.
Whose paint did you take off of their car?
Oh, just a mortal arch enemy. And
what
then I was...
Mortal arch Anthony do to you? Tell me, this is good, but I like this.
We were just mad over a boy. Like, it was ridiculous. And then that's not the only thing. Like, I did keys and cars go well together. Like, that was always my quote. And I always denied it. Like, I don't think to this day I've ever admitted it to the person that it was me. But it's like, you know, 12 years later. But, oh, yeah, we were coming up from the bar. We were drunk. And I keyed the ever-living shit out of this dude's car.
Wow.
Yeah, we were so
That's bad. Amazing. Yeah, you're bad. I always got my car keyed, always. People like to key my cars.
And if you were really good at it, you could do it so nobody knew. And what you would do is you'd just creep by in your car. Because we were living next door to where this person would stay sometimes, but their room where they were staying was in the back of the house. So we just happened to drive the car by his really slow, and you just reach out and scratch the shit out of it. But you got to get real good, because if it's not deep enough, they can just buff it out.
Mm. Good to know. That is, you're a bad, bad man.
Yep. Silly string will also fuck up your paint, and so will baloney.
Baloney? How the hell did you know that?
Honey, you would be surprised how pissed off people get when they come up in the morning and they find lunch meat on their car.
Baloney, that's hilarious.
Gotta get you some of that Wonder Bar, you know, the really big thin bologna.
Wow. bologna was a good way. Wow, that's good.
But you gotta make sure that it's hot out and the sun's gonna beat on the car. So it'd be perfect for you in Vegas. But yeah, Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's only like $1 something a pound. You know, you can get like 50 slices in that pound.
You
can
get a dollar a pound to fuck up somebody's car.
Girl, it's the truth.
Wow.
Now, I haven't done this, but have you ever slit somebody's tire? I have not done this. Truly have not.
Maybe.
Okay, well, I have seen somebody with piss because maybe a certain person owed them some money for some things, and they may or may not happen to be on uncensored radio somewhere. But I've seen a bitch fucking flatten tires with a butter knife.
A butter knife? I wouldn't think a butter knife could do it, because I watch The Real Housewives every single damn installment, and according to Brandi Roddick, she was a playmate, but Brandi, who used to be married to Leanne Rimes' husband,
mm-hmm.
Before it was Leanne Rimes' husband, it was Brandi's husband, duh. She caught him cheating and slashed the tires on his motorcycle and then told him, oh, you might not want to ride that. You might get hurt.
Oh, that's dirty.
It was dirty, but it was at least she warned him.
This is true.
And all the girls are trying to make her sound crazy. She's like, oh, please. She's like, yeah, I did it. And then I warned him about it not to drive it because he might get hurt. And they're like, you're nuts. You're crazy. She's like, why? They were my tires, too. You pissed me off.
See, and some other fun things.
Right.
Sand
mm-hmm.
in a gas tank. I've seen that done. Like, these are things that I have not done, but I've known people that, like,
I've
that
heard
haven't done, too.
I've heard about sugar in the gas tank.
Yeah, you do sugar, too. Sugar or sand. A real fun one that happened to one of my friends was rice in the radiator.
Holy guacamole.
I'm telling you, that was a fucking riot. Like, she was so pissed, but all we could do was laugh.
Wow. How do you get that out, or don't you? I don't know.
I don't remember. She had the car in the garage. Like, whatever, she somehow got it fixed, I think. I don't really remember. Because I think she got rid of the car. It was the same person that got the sand in the gas tank. So I think that might have been when she got rid of the car. Because, you know, it gets warm. You know, so it'll cook the rice.
Wow.
You're
kidding. Yeah, the rice will be cooked in your radiator. That's crazy.
It's so nuts. Dude, I'm telling you. Hey, and it's again, if you ever have some rice tits, don't get in a hot tub because it will not end well.
Yeah, your titties will get cooked.
Mm-hmm. That happened, you know, the drag queen that was at the wedding? That happened to her. Bitch got in a hot tub with her rice tits in. Well...
That's hilarious. Like, at that point, you might as well just throw in some vegetables with you and turn it into some stir fry. Might as well have a meal.
Well, the best part is the guy she was with, I don't think he knew she was a drag queen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a deal breaker for me. If we're in the hot tub and then you turn into a teriyaki bowl like Yoshinoya, then I'm sorry. That could be a deal breaker.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a problem. You know what I'm saying?
It would be for me.
Yeah, it's not cute. Not cute.
That's funny. I like it, though. That's hilarious.
I know. Right? So those are some things kids remember. I'm not suggesting it because these days they are fancy with their equipment and they will catch you and you will go to fucking jail. Don't
That's
do
why
it.
You gotta just do the drive-by king.
You could probably still get caught because now there's so many cameras on, like, light poles and shit. You know, they'll find a way to figure out who it was.
That's true. I think the best way to get back with somebody or to get even with somebody who's doing you dirty, I think you just need to figure out their passwords and make an ass out of them on Facebook. Wait for them to leave their phone unattended and Facebook bomb them.
Don't do that with you because you get all mad shit. I like to sleep with best friends or the person they're down for.
No, that's dirty.
I told you that time was the night I got the DWI. It was horrible. Like, that was fucking instant karma. I was like, this is a son of a bitch right here.
Mm-mm.
Girl, you got to be careful.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But
this
I'm sure
is wrong.
I'm sure you've done some other people dirty. What you got, girl? Confessions.
Well, I don't usually do people dirty, but when I do, it usually has to do with Facebook or, like, social media or, like, money.
Oh.
Like, you know, I think I like to hit people where it hurts. If you do me wrong, I'm going to make a fool out of you, and I'm going to make you broke.
Note to self, never piss off Katrina Johnson.
Right, because, you know, in my case, I don't really get even with women because I don't think if there's a squabble between two girls, I don't usually think it's the girl's fault. I usually think it's over a man. So I'd rather go straight to the source and just cut the dude off at the knees. Hurt his pride and hurt his pocketbook, and that's how I think revenge is best served.
Sounds good. Well, I've completely missed this whole show, so what are y'all talking about?
Just, you know, confessions and getting even and how to do people dirty the right way without getting caught.
Gotcha.
Now,
yeah.
I'm also notorious. Okay. I should say was, because I don't do this shit anymore. I'm too old. But I would befriend the archenemy, which I was friends with, the guy that I keyed his car and did some horrible shit to. You know, keep your enemies close. So there was one night we got hammered at a club, and we were going all over the place. This fool passed out, and, like, you know, maybe, let's say, $150 accidentally fell out of his wallet into my car while he was drunk and passed out in it. But I was still at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we just threw him in the car, and maybe his wallet just fell out of his pocket, and the money just accidentally fell out. Well, it just accidentally got spent, and the best part was the next day, this fool was so drunk, he's like, I spent all my money. He ain't even know.
I've done that before.
That's just rough.
I don't normally do shit like that, but, like,
I do. I've gone to parties where people will be showing off. And if you're showing off, then I think you're just asking for it. If you come at me with, oh, I'm so rich, I have so much money, I'm so powerful, then you are just literally asking to be taken advantage of. So,
right.
I was at this party at the Rain Man Suite at Caesars. Now it's the Hangover Suite, you know, where they film the movie with the bathroom and the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger in the bathroom. Well, these guys were talking about how much money they had and that they were such party animals and blah, 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 and that, you know, all my friends should hook up with them because they're so rich. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If that's why someone should sleep with you, then you are pathetic and you have nothing else going for you. That's dumb. So they all pass out early after they said they were such big party animals. So everybody left, and I'm the last one to leave. Well, they were showing off. They ordered 12 bottles of Cristal, but they didn't open any of them.
Oh,
so,
shit.
So, I'm like, well, how are you going to show off with how much money you have and tell me how big a partier you are? And you didn't even party. You didn't even open the bottle. For all I know, you're trying to return them to get your money back. So, on my way out of the room, you know, I might have accidentally taken 4 of the 12 bottles with me.
Nice.
They might be in my wine fridge. Well, the one that I have left might be in my wine fridge.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Well, I don't like it when you act like you have so much money and then, you know, that's why you're special. I mean, if you got nothing else going for you, then that sucks for you.
That is amazing.
So, yeah, that happened. It was fun. Jamesy, have you ever gotten even with somebody? Nope, I guess not.
Did we lose him?
I think so. I think he's not wanting to, I don't know, he's not wanting to make himself guilty on the air today. That's okay, I get it. We've got enough out of him, it's okay.
I know, that poor bastard. How do we always end up getting him to spill his guts about everything? It is so funny.
I don't know, but it's great. It's like the highlight of my existence. I'm glad. And
it definitely is amazing.
I hope that, like, Jamesy's bosses never listen to the show. Because they'll just know way too much about him. Poor bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you heard of some of your friends getting even on their exes? Like, I know that women are stalkers. Like, I've had some of my girlfriends, you know, figure out where their boyfriends are. Oh, this one just told me the other day. She's like, yeah, I have the Chase. They do Chase banking, she and her boyfriend. And she goes, I have the Chase app on my cell phone, and my boyfriend wasn't working on his phone one day. So I handed him my phone and said, go ahead and use mine. Well, apparently, when you have the Chase app on your phone, it asks you if you want a reminder every time you spend money, and it posts to your account. So her boyfriend entered his account number, entered his password, entered all of his information, and then he was done using the app on her cell phone, and he hands it back to her. So then she sees this notification pop up that says, do you want to be notified anytime you spend money? And she said yes. So now, anytime her boyfriend spends money from his ATM card, which he doesn't have any credit cards, so basically anytime he spends money, she gets a notification on her cell phone.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So she can stalk him like a motherfucker, and she always knows where he is, how much money he's spending, and what's going on.
I love
it. It's brilliant. So, I mean, if you happen to have the same bank as your significant other, and you have a jealous mind and you want to know where they are, what they're doing, what's going on, then I think you should try that, because the other day we were at dinner and she goes, he just spent $49. What the hell did he just spend $49 on? And I'm like, you know, he's probably getting gas. Like, $49 here will buy you a tank of gas if you have a small car, because gas is cheap. And she's like, I don't know, I don't trust it. What's he doing? And then 10 minutes later, she gets a phone call. Hi, honey, I'm home. I'm waiting for you. I'm like, see, he wasn't doing anything. He's home waiting for you. Probably got gas. Go check his gas tank, you psycho. But it's funny because it won't tell her where he is. It'll just tell her what time it is and how much money he spent. But, I mean, that's enough to get you going if you're trying to stalk somebody.
Well, girl, I just found a fantastic website called Masters of Revenge. and you can send anonymous text to enemy and fake caller ID. So you can choose for $2.96. You can enter in you know, their whatever phone number you want it to come from. You know, you could put in wife, mom, or whatever, so it shows up in their phone as somebody, you know, in their contact list. And then you can enter your own message, or it has choose from one of our predefined insults. Losing you
is
the best
diet.
That is
brilliant. Let's send
yeah.
one.
You, losing you was the best diet ever. I've dropped 100 pounds of useless fat. I wouldn't give you and your camel toe a nod in the desert.
Oh.
Stop talking. Your breath is causing a hole in the ozone layer.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever used Phone Gangster? It's like the same idea, but it's a phone call.
Oh, my God. Joe used to do that all the time. Him and my cousin would get drunk, and they would do it to everybody they knew, like where you play the audio clips or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they would do it to his mom, and it was like one of Michael Jackson. Can I come sleep with you tonight?
Oh,
are you
no.
alone? She was freaked the fuck out. Like, she was about to call the police. It was amazing.
That is hilarious. I like that. We should do that on the show.
I know. I've always wanted to do, like, phone taps or, you know, stuff like that. Like, I think it would be a riot.
I think we need to have a new contest where the audience call in and give us the reason that we should prank call somebody on their behalf. We will phone gangster them as a group. I think it'll be amazing. We need to do that.
Well, I think we need to get the people that run this website and have them on the show, because there's a bunch of different categories, and I clicked on one where you can let us deliver a nasty surprise to your enemy. And it starts at $23.47. And you can send, and it, you know, it's all in like little packages or boxes, and it says STD home testing kit. And it actually says it on the front of the package. Or tummy wipe kit, or Brenda big boobs blow up doll. Penis enlarger package, anal intruder package, incontinence nappy package. Like, I mean,
ooh,
the stuff they have on here is just fantastic.
That's amazing. We do need to get them on the show. I love that idea. Send your enemy one of those freaky-ass gifts to their work, a blow-up doll at work. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And then they have... it's totally sick, and this is their, like, really bad stuff. Everything is sent totally 100% anonymous with absolutely no identifying marks, branding, or identification features. There's no way it can be deep traced, and believe me, this is important when you see what I'm going to send your ex. For $29.97, you can send gift-wrapped dog shit.
No!
Uh-huh. And if your enemy is a worthless piece of shit, then without a doubt, this is the perfect gift for them. Each fake but realistic turd will be beautifully wrapped along with a handwritten card saying whatever you want. How about something like this? I saw this and thought of you. another one is a gift-wrapped used tampon.
Oh, my gosh.
A gift-wrapped used condom. Each condom is filled with a very lifelike substance that will disgust anyone who dares to look at it.
No.
And their thing was, if your parents had used it, then you wouldn't be here, right? Soiled underwear.
Wow.
Sexy underwear. Bottle of piss. I mean, they've just got great things. So this website is called mastersofrevenge.com. Check them out. They've got anonymous text messages, fake caller ID messages, fake emails, nuisance calls, greeting cards, sick and twisted gifts, anonymous letters, offensive posts, revenge packages, video messaging, revenge websites, fake photos, CD messages, voodoo dolls.
Voodoo dolls. Whoa.
Tarot cards, phone calls, anonymous fax, and certificates of merit.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. I need to do that. That's great.
So they have one. Okay, the one for the website. I'm going to read you what they have, because this is just so fascinating to me that people can do this and it's legal. I'm not sure if it's legal. Just imagine a whole website dedicated to exposing, humiliating, and crushing your enemy. This revenge tactic really is the ultimate solution. You can say whatever you like with absolutely no restrictions whatsoever. We will work with you on a one-on-one basis to build you a bespoke website dedicated to ruining your enemy. Using our secure offshore and untraceable location, you can be safe in the knowledge that you can expose even the most personal of details, and there's absolutely nothing your enemy can do about it. The site cannot be shut down. You just work with us to supply with all the information, photographs, details, etc. that you have, and we do the rest. You will have a whole team of revenge specialists working for you, helping you to get the ultimate revenge against your enemy. Once we have all the information for you, we will start to build your site, and on average it takes about 10 days before your site is created, launched, and promoted. Only 315
wow.
U.S. American dollars.
Wow, that's cheap for such an... Wow.
I know.
Hey, we need to do that.
I know.
Let's pick a victim.
I could name a few.
We should have one devoted to the people who used to co-host this show.
Like, I love that it has, like, in the greeting cards, just to say, like, the front of them looks all normal and whatever. One says, best of luck, greetings with the Grim Reaper, happy anniversary, happy birthday. Now, that one, I think we should totally do that.
Wow. I think these are hilarious.
Oh, they even have the nuisance call? Here's how it works. Our system will make a set number of calls to your target every 10 minutes, starting from the time you specify. When the phone is answered, we will record your target for 10 seconds before hanging up without saying anything. After each call, we will send you via email the recording of the calls. It's that simple. So the first few times your target might answer the phone and be polite, but after that they're going to get rather annoyed, especially if this happens night after night. Price for 10 calls is only $29.97.
Wow, I like that.
This is fantastic. I am bookmarking this page. Like, and it would just be fun to do this stuff to prank your friends. If nothing else, not to even get revenge on your enemies. But could you imagine if we sent a package to Karen's that said STD test?
Oh my gosh, she was
freaking
out.
She would lose her shit. It would be amazing. And since she's not here tonight, odds are she won't go back and listen on demand. So maybe we should try it. We'll get a reaction live on air. Or we could even do it to live.
Oh my gosh. She would freak out.
Let's do it to lips. It could be more fun. Or we'll just send one. Let's just start sending stuff. We'll do one to we'll do one to everybody from one of the shows. What do you think?
I think we definitely should. That's hilarious.
Right? It'll be great. And then we won't tell them. And this is what they get for not going back on demand and listening to these shows. So all of you listeners, you don't get to say anything.
Don't
this is
tell
going to be
them.
Our little secret. We're going to surprise them and see how they react live on air. Because nothing's better than pranking your own co-hosts.
I want to send Daisy from the Schmooze a dog poop.
It would be amazing.
So pissed. And... I want to send Lips the blow-up doll. No, let's send Topher the blow-up doll.
Yes.
That's funny. We'll send Karen the STD kit. What else? What can we send Jamesy?
The penis enlarger package. Or the anal intruder package.
Oh, man.
And then I think just for good fun... Ah, shit, I can't say that. I was going to say we could send one to my mom, but she'll probably know. But it'd still be funny.
What would you send your mom?
Probably the dirty underwear.
Yeah, that'd be good for her.
We could send Midge the used tampon.
Ew, that was gross.
It's not really used. It's, like, fake. But, oh, my God. We really could have... And, see, this is why they should not let us go on air together by ourselves.
Because good stuff happening now. Wait, who gets the used condom?
Hmm. Maybe we should send that one to Topher, because then he'll think
his
husband's
cheating on us. Maybe
we
should send that one to Lord Voldemort.
I don't know that he uses them, so I'm not sure that he would even get the joke.
All right. Let's send one to Madison. What can we send Madison?
Oh, Madison? Oh, that's the, who we should send the dirty condom.
Okay, Madison gets the condom.
Oh, they even have, we'll call your enemy and tell them absolutely anything. Like, this could be fun. Like, we could do it to Karen or James or somebody while we're doing the show. Like, because you can set up the time frame for it to start and on the day. So, like, every 10 minutes they would get a phone call of either people saying nothing or people saying whatever we wanted. So how much fun would it be for them to get a beep every 10 minutes while we're on the radio? Because, you know, they would get pissed off enough to go check it out and see who it is after, like, the first three calls.
That'll be amazing. And then they have to hear whatever message we told them.
Right. And then but the best part is, they would email us the clips of whatever they say.
So we have to email the clips to Jamesy so he can play them on air.
The next night, yeah. But we wouldn't tell him that we pranked him until the next night and be like, oh, we have to do it to Karen. Or no, I could even upload the clips so we could do it to James too.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is happening. This is for sure happening.
This is so amazing.
Amazing.
I like the one that they will call. Whether you want us to verbally abuse your ex, tell them that they have an STD, call their boss and make a formal complaint, or anything else. You tell us what you want us to say, and we'll say it. Absolutely anything goes. So it's $48, and you put the victim's name, their phone number, the country, what you want to say, the voice type, and provide a little background.
Oh, we're doing it. Consider it done. It's done. It's happening.
These things
it's amazing.
Are amazing.
I love it. That is amazing.
I think so. I think it's going to be fantastic. So remember, kids, that website is mastersofrevenge.com. But while you're checking them, shoot on over to My Uncensored Radio and check out all the shows and all the new happenings. I don't know how much it's going to get updated, but, you know, check us out. You can follow us on Twitter at Uncensored Radio, and you can follow Katrina at...
Katrina A. Johnson. Or on Instagram at If Cats Could Fly, IFKATSCOULDFLY. And you can check us out on the Stitcher app.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're on iTunes. And you can follow Karen Ashley at Karen Ashley and James at I don't know what the hell it is, but you can follow at Lips on the Air. And No Rules, Just Mike, and you can follow the Schmooze. Everybody's on Twitter, and I'm on Twitter, Jeffrey Emmett.
I like that you're a Valley Girl, and follow us and listen to us, and you can check out our website at myuncensoredradio.com.
And make sure that when you're listening on demand at Blog Talk Radio, you're clicking those ads. Because every ad, we get like a penny. And if, you know, a lot of people click them, we might get like $5 and be able to give you guys some things back, you know, or have some advertising. It would be fantastic. So feel free to click those ads.
Where we can afford to do these illicit pranks. So click them ads. Let's do some dirty deeds, people. Let's get it going here.
That's right. If you would like to donate to the cause and you would like to have somebody pranked, we'll even set it up for you. Or if you would like us to call and prank somebody for you, please email us at uncensoredradio@AOL.com and give us all the deets, and we will prank them live on air. How much fun will that be? Especially live.
Yes. Pick your voice. I'll do it. It'll be great.
That's the fun part about not having FCC regulations.
Hey, now. I'm down. I like it.
I know. I think we should go and hit all of the old Power Rangers, all of Karen's friends, and then we should do all of your cast members. Like, it would just be fantastic.
Yes.
Can you get Amanda Bynes' number? Do you know anybody that can give us her number and we can prank her live on air?
I think so. But she's blocked me, so...
Yeah, but no, we'll get her phone number. We'll call her live on air.
Oh, my gosh. You're getting carried away now.
Why? That would be hysterical.
It would. I don't think she'll answer, but we can try it.
Well, we could leave her a message. You could just be like, hey, it's me, Katrina. Call me back on this number.
On that note, I got to go.
No, you can't go.
Oh, man.
We've got like 20 more minutes.
Okay, I won't be going, but.
What else? You're the crazy topic girl. What do you got for us? What's planned? What do you got?
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about the girl who just got into porn, who was the, she was Sarah on Teen Mom.
Oh, I read something
about
that really quickly. I saw something quickly on the internet about it, but I didn't read it. Fill me in.
Well, one of the teen moms, Sarah, is really pretty, and she's been getting a lot of backlash because she shot her own porn with some random dude, and, you know, she's like 21, so she's hot, she looks really good, takes care of herself, and she is famous from being a teen mom. Well, she parlayed that fame into a $1.5 million deal with Vivid Pictures. Yes, and she brought her daughter in with her while she was pitching the porn to Vivid, to the Vivid offices.
Are you kidding me?
No, here's the thing. I get that you're famous for being a teen mom, but that doesn't mean that you should bring your kid into the porn office while you're getting the deal. And it doesn't mean that you should be doing porn. Now, I get that you have no shame. Congratulations. But, I mean, maybe you should have just a little. She also went on and did a few interviews because she was getting so much backlash. They're like, what are you thinking? You have no class, obviously. They're like, you know, you're going to regret it. You're tacky. You're a bad example. How could you bring your kid in there? And why would you do this? So in her videos that where she's refuting this, she goes, so here's the thing. You're 21 and you've got a hot body and you look amazing. And then you date all these douchebags for free. And you're like, why? Why am I broke? Why am I dating people for free?
Oh, my God.
Yes, she says this in her videos. She's like, and then, you know, you're like, I have an idea. I'm going to showcase myself, and I'm going to look beautiful, and I'm going to make money. And then that was it. So she wants to showcase herself because she's beautiful. And it sounds like she's getting even with an ex. She said you date all of these douchebags for free. So,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's called, like, the backdoor teen mom or something like that.
Shut up.
She takes it in the butt.
Oh, yep. My God. What a hoe.
Yeah.
Like, they should take her child away.
One thing I like about, you know, the teen moms, I like them because they all put out. But,
no, you didn't.
I did. Yeah.
I just don't even understand. You know, I, like, don't watch any of these shows, so it's all kind of crazy to me. And the fact that this bitch brought her kid to a porn interview. Like,
of
what?
Of course she did. Of course she did. It's called Pharaoh Superstar Backdoor Teen Mom. And it hit the website yesterday and sold 2 million copies in 12 hours. So she surpassed Ray J and Kim Kardashian's record.
Shut up.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian's video only got 600,000 views in the same time frame.
No way.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
That's nuts. Like, ew, okay, was she even old enough?
2 million people saw this teen mom put it in her butt. So, I mean, she probably gets more than $1 million if she already sold 2 million copies in the first 12 hours.
Yeah,
that's insane.
See, we need to get lips into porn.
Yeah, we just need to feed him a bottle of wine first.
Like, for real?
Mm-hmm. 2 million. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy money.
Of course, you were trying to get me to do a sex tape with a Power Ranger.
Oh, I think that would be fantastic. Like, could you imagine the traction that would get? People would lose their mind. Well, they thought, you remember that one guy? He was on, like, the first season. It was one of the people that Karen's group replaced. They said he was doing gay porn.
Oh, yeah, but he wasn't. It wasn't.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Like, it didn't even look like him. It's like, people are so fucking stupid.
I was all excited. I looked it up. I wanted to buy it, but yeah.
Me
no,
too. Like, I was like, shut up. So I went and, like, found the video. I'm like, you know, because I didn't know that it wasn't him. So I went and got the video or whatever, like, saw it online. I'm like, that's not him. These people are stupid. Like, it was disappointing.
Yeah, that was too bad.
But you got to figure, Saban paid those people so badly, one of them's going to end up in porn at some time. I mean, look at that poor Judy girl from Family Matters.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Remember? She was just like, they had three kids, and then one day she was just gone.
Yep. Well, that's not her fault. What do you think about Screech doing the porn? You know, Screech.
I have tried to find it online for free just because I'm curious to see how what a stranger would look like. I've never been able to find it. But he's ugly as sin. Like, dear God, why couldn't it have been Mark Paul or something?
I bet you there's some circulating of him and of the beefcake one.
The beefcake one? Mario Lopez?
Yeah, Mario Lopez. I bet there's some homemade porn of him floating around somewhere.
He had a porn? I didn't hear about this.
No, I mean, not that was released.
Oh.
Try to tell me that little freak didn't make his own at home. Come on,
oh,
of course.
Oh, I know. Well, I've seen Fred Durst. Colin Farrell, Tommy
Lee. Oh, how was that? Wait. How was Fred Durst?
It was only like, I think it was only like a 10-minute clip. It wasn't like the whole thing or whatever. It was kind of weird. Like, it was a lot of vagina shots. It wasn't really my cup of tea. And his manhood was just kind of average. Wasn't nothing to write home about.
Mm. Well, that's too bad. Just average? That's not what I was expecting at all.
Mm-mm, yeah, girl, he's got that look to him, of course. How about, I would expect you by now, out of all people, tell me you cannot peg a man's size down by looking at him. Come on.
I usually can, but he's in my favorite book, Confessions of a Video Vixen, and he picks up Superhead at a restaurant and then has her back to his office, has her go down on him, and she's like kind of falling for him and thinks they're going to have a relationship, and he's like, no, bitch, bye. Yeah. So, and you know, not to mention the illicit affair he had with Christina Aguilera that got all ugly. So, because he likes bad girls and he does them dirty, only because of his behavior did I think that he was possibly, you know, larger than average. Because,
nope.
You know, he's kind of a douche. Like, at first, they say he's so sweet and so nice and so soft, and I could see that when you look at his little face. It's a little bit pretty. But then he's got this hard edge to him that, you know, the bad boy, and they like it, but then when he dicks them over, he's kind of a douche, which screams to me, you know, I got a couple extra inches and, you know, heavy dose of self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Am I alone?
You don't see it that way?
No, like, he was just a douche. Like, not much to write home about. You know who's one that I would like to see him, but not because you can't really, because it's considered kiddie porn, is Rob Lowe. Remember he had the porn, like, in the 80s, and the girls ended up being underage?
Oh, I didn't know it was a porn. I thought he just got caught with that underageness.
No, they filmed a porn, and I found, like, still shots of him, but, like, it doesn't show anything. I'm like, what's a bitch got to do? Like, I don't want to see the video, but I would like to see some still shots of Rob Lowe to see what he's working with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hello? Would be fantastic.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of anybody else out there. Oh, I saw that Hulk Hogan one. Oh, dear God. And then, well, it was just, oh, God, it was stupid. It looked like a bear was attacking a tiger. It just wasn't natural. And then what was Brett Michaels with Pam? I think it was Pam Anderson. I don't remember now, but I saw that one. That was another one. One much to write home about. I'm telling
Brett
you,
Michaels.
There?
Well, all yeah. his girls like Pam Anderson.
Yeah, this is true. That girl's got to stop making porns. It's ridiculous.
You know what I like about Pam Anderson? She doesn't give a fuck. She just bangs everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a dude.
She really and truly is. That is true. And that is the best part about her. Like, she straight is like a dude.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, I'm going to look up celebrities who made porns. Let's see the list of people, because I'm sure there's people I'm forgetting.
This is good.
Let's see what we got here. Celebrity sex tape at Wikipedia. I wonder if it has a list.
It's got to.
Yep. Pam Anderson with Tommy Lee, Brett Michaels, Dustin Lance Black.
That's Screech.
No, his name's Dustin Diamond. This one says, photographs from a video of Black engaging in unprotected sexual acts with another man were published by Internet Perez Hilton. Black released a statement saying it's unfortunate to individuals and other outside parties who are trying to profit from material, which is clearly private. I don't know who it is, though. Let me see real quick. Perez used to have, he is ugly, but I guess he worked on Big Love.
I'm looking at him. I don't recognize him from Big Love. Did he play like the young teen boyfriend? Because he looks young.
I don't know. He won an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay for Milk.
Well, I don't know.
Me neither. I don't know. This is Chu Meng Feng. Okay, there's a lot of Asian folks over here. And a Brazilian
This is funny. It says the Chu Mei Feng was taken with a pinhole camera. Pinhole.
Oh, God, this is horrible. Dustin Diamond, Fred Durst, John Edwards. Oh, did we ever see that?
Wait. Chu Mei Feng was having sex with Sing Chu Ming, who was later confirmed as a married man.
Ooh.
Naughty, naughty. On video, naughty, naughty.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. All right. This is funny.
Montana Fishburne, did that one guy's daughter. Amy Fisher?
Oh, really?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know who that is. Tanya Harding. Ugh.
Amy Fisher, you know who that is.
Yeah.
The wife of Joy Buttafuoco.
Mm-hmm. Isn't she the one, didn't she kill somebody or?
Something like that.
She was charged with first degree attempted murder.
Battery. Oh, okay.
Yeah, crazy bitch.
Wow.
I'm so excited about Bam Margera having a sex tape.
That's
fun. Fantastic. I know. But you know what's sad? Katrina and I have got to go because we've got to go watch sex tapes, and we're out of time.
Yeah.
So we will see you next time.
Yeah, I'll tell you how it was, people.
I'm going to go look up Bam Margera's. I don't even
care. I just
care.
Watched Kendra's. It was good. She's good.
It was that quick? I wish I could play the music. That would be fantastic, eh?
I mean, that would be nice, but, I mean, I could snap, crackle, pop for you if that'll make you feel better.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Mayhem Monday here at the Schmooze on Uncensored Radio. I am one of your lovely co-hosts, Daisy, and on the line with me tonight is the ever-so-fabulous Stephanie. How are you, my girl?
I've seen better days, but I'm here thanks to you.
Well, what can I tell you? I'm kind of a lifesaver, and I'm just, you know, I'm kind of fabulous. I don't want to, you know, to my own horn or anything, but, you know, Elisa said I was her wedding planner last week. Katrina Johnson says I'm the sweetest girl in the whole wide world. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a lifesaver.
You're pretty
what
awesome.
What do you think, Dave?
You're pretty awesome.
And also on the line with us tonight is our amazing producer, James Z. You there, my love?
I am.
Ah, there he is. So, James, you want to jump in on this? Do you want to tell me how fabulous I am, too?
How are you? Is your house still intact and stuff out there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The tornadoes were south. All the tornadoes were south of us or northeast, so it was good. We were safe.
Good.
We got a little bit of rain. That was about it.
I figured no news was good news.
I understand. True. But, you know, it's only a matter of time. Tornado warnings will eventually hit here, so just keeping my fingers crossed that they are.
That you move the fuck out of the state soon.
Yes,
pretty much.
You are absolutely fabulous. You are a gem. You light up my day. You make
my
heart sing. You are just so.
Kids are gonna make me cry.
So awesome, like. You pick up my mood and throw it away. It's that you are that great.
Okay, that's enough. I was laughing just because Stephanie and I were having a conversation prior to this, and she was kind of, you know, making me feel all nice and warm and fluffy inside just because she might have dropped the ball on a couple of things. But it's okay. Because I was like, well, you know, I want to hear this on air. I want to hear how much you love me right now because this shit is pretty funny. But, yeah, well, no, I thank you guys. I love you guys, too. You know what? Going back
Daisy.
Real quick, James. Yes, ma'am.
Daisy, you are all of those things. You're fabulous. You're wonderful. This could never have happened without you. I mean...
Oh, my God.
All those wonderful things you are. They say to surround yourself with a reflection of yourself. And I only try to surround myself around wonderful people. And
just so you guys
when
know,
you can bring out the beauty in something so fabulous already, then that just means you're a godsend.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Just so y'all know, I did not pay her or James to say any of this, all right?
Yes, you did. I got a check for you in the mail last week.
Okay, first of all, who writes checks anymore? Nobody has a checking account anymore that actually writes a check. It's all bill pay.
Wait, I have 10 of them.
Stephanie, you're aging yourself right now. Do not age yourself, girl. Okay.
How you never have to be old to get money.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you have a checking account. Like, do you, like, balance a checkbook, too? Like, you have it in there? Or do you do, like, an Excel spreadsheet?
No, I don't ever balance it. I never balance it. I even just look online.
True.
You know,
every
movie
you
make is right
there.
Exactly.
I have the mobile banking to where I can do it from my phone, but I have a checkbook that I balance when I have money. But, yeah, I still write checks.
Yeah, my account is basically, like, I have all my, like, I only get paid once a month because, yay, I work for the government. So I literally have to schedule all my payments for the first. So on the first, like, I get my check the day before. And then on the first, all my money is gone, like bills, just the mortgage, you know, credit cards, phone. It's not fun. I don't like it. But there's a good thing to that. I don't have to balance shit because it's all gone. So there you go. It's true. Mm. I'm just saying, it's kind of sad, but it's true. So I have a question for James.
So on the 30th, you're a rich bitch. So on the 30th, you're a rich bitch, and then the 1st, you're broke.
That's right. That's
basically.
Right. I ain't got no shame. It's all right, because I have a nice house,
hey.
A nice car, everything else, so I don't care.
That's right.
At the end of the day, when you go to sleep.
When you go to sleep, as long as everything's taken care of, you're good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the way it, you know, I'm fine with it. It's cool. Anyways, Jamesy, I got a question for you. You know that you said that there's been tornado warnings and you'll probably get one anytime soon. Where do you guys go, like, if you have a tornado warning? I mean, do you have a basement? Like, is that where you guys go, or do you guys just go to the middle of the house? I was just curious.
We don't have a basement at this house. So you go to the southwesternmost point of the house, and you stay there.
Okay.
You grab pillows, you grab blankets, you grab a mattress, you know, the whole nine, bottled water, a flashlight, you know, all the necessities, and then you just basically go hunker down in the corner.
So my next question would be, have you ever done that before? Have you ever had a tornado warning where you were like, oh my God? Okay.
No.
So,
usually,
yeah.
See, the tornado warnings that we have, this is my family. When there's a tornado warning, we're sitting out on the front porch watching it.
You guys are freaking crazy.
It's going to pick up our house and drop us in a better neighborhood. What the fuck? I mean, really? Like,
are you crazy?
Yeah, but that's like saying, like, you're like standing outside in the middle of, like, crossfire because, I just want to see them shoot each other. You don't think that a stray bullet can come your way?
James, I live in New York State. We hardly ever get tornado warnings, and what we really have are, like, little twisters, you know what I'm saying? Not that bullshit that you guys get down there. So when I get a fucking tornado warning up here, I take my fucking family and go to the basement. Fuck the bullshit. Until that shit passes, we don't fuck around.
Well, and, like, my grandpa was a storm chaser. My mom kind of did it, too. Some of my uncles do it. It's really not that big of a deal. If it's my time to go, it's my time to go. Big whoop, you know, I'm not too worried about it. But really the last big tornado that we had here, was in the 1950s, and it was one that it ripped through, South Kansas City, it ran through one of my aunt's old high school, and it killed like 50 people. It was a really bad tornado, but that's the worst we've ever had here. Like, we haven't had anything that's been, that's caused a lot of destruction in this part of Missouri. I mean, there was the Joplin tornado that whipped through, and then there's the ones in the one that was in Oklahoma and all that stuff, but we haven't had anything that bad here. So,
it's
a lot of rain, a lot of wind, a lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, power outages, things like that, but it's never anything that severe. Where we hear the sirens go off, you know, and things like that, but it's never been anything that bad.
Mm. Well, in
I've never
California,
seen one in real
obviously,
life.
You've never seen one, but I've never seen one.
But my family has. So
that's kind of crazy to me. Like that's. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, obviously, California does not get tornadoes. However, with saying that, there is a but. Maybe about 6-7 years ago, there was a tornado that did touch down, and it touched down in friggin' Hawthorne, of all places. Like, that's right next to Compton. Like, it was the craziest thing because you don't ever hear about a tornado, and it literally touched down. And we were all glued to the television set because, of course, that's, like, huge news for us. Like, there was a fucking tornado. Like, how does that happen, you know? And then, lo and behold, the phone rings, and my uncle is like, I need Jesse, my husband. He's like, I need your brothers. He's like, I need everybody to come and help. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, the tornado. I was like, yeah. He's like, it decided to crash down on my hangar. So we had to go because his hangar, because he has an aircraft charter company, all his planes and stuff, like there was debris. We had to make sure that the planes were, you know, functioning correctly, that there wasn't any damage. The offices were flooded. I was like, really? That's like some fucking luck. Like out of everywhere in California, it had to be you. I'm sorry. It was pretty scary.
Right.
But it was crazy. We're like, really? There was a tornado? Like, who has a tornado in California? That doesn't happen.
Yeah, what the fuck? We had a mudslide, like, literally around the corner from my house. I'm like, what the fuck? The whole street's closed from a mudslide? We don't get fucking mudslides around here. Like, it's not even normal.
Really?
Really?
We get mudslides all the time. All the time, actually.
No. It's not common over here.
We get mudslides. We get mudslides, we get flooding, we get tornadoes. The only thing we don't get are earthquakes and hurricanes.
Okay, well,
everything else,
yeah, I get it.
I mean, we could get a hurricane, but not, we would just get the outer bands of it, you know what I'm saying? Because I live, like, in the middle of New York State. I live in Syracuse. So if it were to, a hurricane were to hit the coast, we're not going to get direct on the eye hit of it, you know? So we could get heavy rain, you know, flooding, that kind of stuff. But for the most part, we wouldn't really get affected by a hurricane. And also, we do rarely get earthquakes, but they're not, like, bad ones. So California probably gets way worse ones, you know.
Yep.
And we have snowstorms.
Yeah,
and those motherfuckers can
problem.
Be fun. I just get sick of it.
I've experienced a couple of hurricanes, and they were not fun. My grandparents used to have a house in Florida, and we would go every summer. You know, obviously, kids are out of school. Yay, let's go to Florida. And I experienced a couple hurricanes that I would care to never experience again. They were fucking scary as shit. I trust me, every single time I hear about a hurricane, I feel so bad because I know, like, I was traumatized when I went through it. So it's just like I can only imagine what these people are going through, especially when you have, like, the wildlife that comes out of the woodworks. Like, literally, you, like, places that there shouldn't be snakes, like, they come up through a toilet or something and you're like, what the fuck? And they're, like, poisonous snakes. Like, they're water moccasins. They're not, like, oh, it's like a garden snake. No. Are you up in the front door to, like, the house, and all of a sudden there's, like, an alligator at your feet, and you're like, what the fuck? Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens, ladies and gentlemen. It is not fun.
And you're scrambling to try and get that door closed.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You have no idea. But speaking of natural disasters that have...
all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, trust me.
I'm
at
sorry.
The time,
I just got a visual of it. You opening the door and there being an alligator right there, and just instantly.
Yeah, slamming
I'm
the
sorry.
Door. You're damn
I'm
right.
Shut up. Your hair is like standing straight up, you know, because it's, yeah. So,
he has
okay.
a wild imagination.
I'll shut up
I love
now.
It.
I'm sorry. I do.
Okay, so obviously we're all going to experience a lot more shit coming in the next couple of years. Obviously global warming has some issues to do with it. You know, our waters, you know, the glaciers are melting. There's more fresh water than salt water in the ocean. So, yeah, I will probably experience more tornadoes in California, possibly, I don't know, a tsunami or some shit, because you know what? Anything will happen. But I want to talk about freaking the box office movie of the freaking weekend, which was The Purge. And The Purge reminds me of this just because it has a lot of just basically crazy shit going on. And have you guys heard about this movie, first of all?
Of course.
Okay.
I have not.
So, obviously... Okay, so this movie takes place in 2022. It's the United States, but it's a nation, and it's reborn, and the new foundation is called the Founding Fathers of America. To maintain low crime and unemployment rates throughout the year, the government has installed an annual 12-hour period called the Purge. During this time, all criminal activity, including murder, becomes legal. The only rules of the purge are that a level 10 government official must remain unharmed and usage of weaponry above a class 4 is forbidden. So basically, it's designed to act as like a catharsis for American people so they can vent, you know, all their negative emotions, however they desire, basically during this 12-hour period, which to some people of conspiracy theory, let's just say, you know, that are out there that like to talk about conspiracy theories and that the government is already kind of doing this. I mean, the movie, the concept is freaking great. Like, I want to go see it. I'm dying to go see it. But what do you guys think about that? Like, maintain low crime rate? Can you imagine 12 hours of pure fucking chaos?
It would basically be Hunger Games.
Yep, basically. Yeah. Except you're not killing people. Well, I guess you are killing people to live.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? Like, what would you do? And I wanna ask Stephanie. Like, obviously, you have kids. So no, because you have kids, there's a little bit different of a mentality. You know, I don't have children, so my number one objective is for me to stay alive. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, I gotta do what I gotta do. But for you, you have a different mentality behind it to where I'm assuming, and this is just me assuming, you're going to be like, I need to do everything for them. I need to make sure that they're taken care of. I'm going to give two shits about me.
Well, yes and no. I have to give two shits about me because I have to do what I got to do in order to give them the life that I would like for them to have. So... You know, that comes with the territory. But about this, the purge, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't have like a conspiracy theorist mentality. I think that's what you call it if you don't necessarily agree what is being fed to you through the media, through education system, whatever the case may be. If you don't
mm-hmm.
agree with everything, then that means that you're a conspiracist or against whatever the powers that be. So,
yeah.
Again, the movies are a tool to utilize in that audio-visual brainwave activity to prepare you for things that will happen. Maybe not
yeah.
in the exact same sequence, but it's going to be some bullshit behind it.
Yeah, well, I mean, my whole thing is this movie had a $3 million budget. The movie with Will Smith and Jaden and the movie that also came out this weekend was After Earth. Their budget was like $400 million. Like, it didn't even touch The Purge. Like, people are genuinely interested. If you look at the blogs and if you're looking at people who are talking about it, everybody's like, oh, you know, this is what the government is already doing. You know, we're already killing ourselves. And, like, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. And it was just, it was crazy that a lot of people were like, you know, and it, exactly with, like, the whole gun issue that was brought up before where it's like, well, when shit gets bad, and a lot of people are like, well, who says that shit's going to get bad? And it's like, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that have different opinions about the government and about things that are happening and whatnot. So I don't know. Like, to me, it was just kind of like the movie is crazy. I think that it's great. It's a unique idea because it hasn't mm-hmm. been done before. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it makes you really think, could this happen in, you know, 5, 6, 7 years?
Yeah.
No? All of you guys have fallen silent. I love it. Okay.
I said yeah. It could, you know? I mean, honestly.
Anything's possible.
I think, like, you have to get past the thought of being, like, a conspiracy theory. When you start to realize certain facts about things, you know, you want to protect yourself. You want to protect
mm-hmm.
your children. And when you do that, you put yourself in a dangerous position.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. So, also a dangerous position. Obviously, I got to bring this up. We talk about different types of topics, and we usually, Stephanie and I do a good job of, like, recognizing certain issues that may be a little bit more delicate. And I do want to talk about Paris Jackson. Obviously, she's Michael Jackson's daughter. She's 15 years old. She tried to commit suicide last Wednesday. I don't know if you guys had ever looked at her Twitter, but her Twitter was always saying really weird, kind of morbid stuff. And I had read it a couple of times within, I would say, the last 6 or 7 months that kind of, you know, certain stuff kind of made me go, huh. Or kind of stuff made me go, what the hell is she doing awake at 3 o'clock in the morning? Or what is she doing awake at 5:30 in the morning? Like, and you see, like, it comes up on your newsfeed, and she's, like, tweeting, like, every half an hour, and you know that the bitch hasn't slept. And it's all like, right. you're 15 years old, like, you're on a social media site. Why aren't people monitoring you? Why aren't people saying, you're a celebrity, you're a bit in the public eye, maybe it's not a good idea to be talking to weirdos at 2 and 3 in the morning, because who's really up at 2 or 3 in the morning? Weirdos. Right? I'm
always.
Serious.
Are you a weirdo?
I am not a weirdo. However,
are
I
you ever
up
at 2 or 3 in the morning?
Yeah, getting ready for work.
Not
my
always.
My alarm will ring at 3:45 in the morning. It sucks balls, but yes, I am up at that time in the morning. So I kind of, you know, I go through my Twitter. Sometimes I have people that DM me. I look at my Facebook.
Yes, but
you've
had crazy times where you've gone out with your girlfriends and you've been out at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about this girl was tweeting during the week, and, like, Monday through Friday was like that. So it's just kind of like you start seeing a pattern. Like, even if I wasn't up at that time to notice it, anybody who's looking at the times that she's sending these messages would have been going, why aren't you sleeping? You know, there's a lot of stuff. And people are so incredibly mean. And we talked about this last week with the whole Amanda Bynes thing. And it's like, I understand Twitter is a tool. We have freedom of speech. Everybody has it. Obviously, we do that now. We can say whatever the hell we want on this. And that's, you know, our freedom of speech. Now, as a 15-year-old girl, when she's being told that she's ugly and she should kill herself and she, you know, her dad was a pedophile and she was probably raped, and I'm talking about these are things that people have said to her, you
right.
know, that's going to get to a 15-year-old girl. That's going to get to a 15-year-old girl no matter, you know, just because of the age, you know, let alone the person that was number one in her life passed away. Her whole family is fucking crazy, because let's just face it, they're all crazy. The only one
yeah.
that's semi-okay is Janet, and even then, she's still crazy. She's not normal. Nobody that's normal fluctuates 100 pounds on and off every other year. It's not normal. It's not normal.
Yeah, it's not
I'm
healthy.
Sorry, but no, not at all. Like, you know, it's been said that the dad was abusive or I guess it's Paris's granddad. And, you know, the grandmother seems like she knew everything that was going on with everything, but she never said a damn thing. Never.
So fucked
up. She doesn't have a backbone, you know. Her real mom, and let's face it, obviously for the money, was, you know, there. But she needs to be a presence in her daughter's life. Like, that. This little girl is crying out for help, and it breaks my heart. And my whole thing was that, you know, they were saying that she was going through issues because, you know, she wanted to go to a Marilyn Manson concert, and she wasn't allowed to go, and that's why she decided to kill herself, attempted to kill herself. No. You know, closest to the family were saying that, you know, she had been depressed for a while. She never got over her dad's death. It's just been a lot of stuff. put into one. But I think it was in poor taste for Marilyn Manson over the weekend to, you know, he had a concert over the weekend, and he actually stimulated cutting his wrists, and he said that it was a tribute to Paris Jackson. Obviously, we all know that he is, you know, the most taboo person. Everything that, you don't want to know or think about, he'll give you nightmares about. This guy even wrote a biography about his life, and I don't know if you guys have read it. It's called The Road to Hell. And he talks about his grandfather and his grandfather's fetishes with bestiality, with sodomy. Like, this guy is seriously fucked up. And now it's like, you know, he's telling people that Paris has, she can come to any show that he has, that she has an open invitation all the time. He's like saying that he's, you know, cutting his wrist in tribute to her. Like, how is that right? Stephanie?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Ignores me.
No, I wasn't ignoring you. Oh, my God. I totally just thought somebody was breaking the fuck in my house.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I heard every word you said. I heard every word you said, but I just heard some, like, loud crash and, like, bang.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had to look away. But
can I just say, in the chat room, Jennifer Mulholland said weirdos and Katrina Johnson. Can you add Stephanie Jackson to that list, please? Because she needs to be on that list.
I probably do, but if you could walk a mile in my shoes, that's all I have to say, Jennifer Mulholland.
Oh, goodness. Johnny saying it wasn't me. No, Johnny, it wasn't you.
Well, speaking of Katrina Johnson, she just sent me an email telling me about weight loss drops. Is she trying to?
No,
she sent me an email.
Hold on,
Jamesy. We have some shit that's related to that, but we do got to talk about this Marilyn Manson situation because it's really freaking serious.
I agree.
Okay.
So tell me your thoughts on it.
Honestly, he's probably a fucked up person too, but
obviously,
what a person does in any light or whatever, I refuse to judge an individual. God knows what the fuck he has been through, or God knows what she has been through, and sometimes people do weird fucking shit. Now, I did think about this in a way that he may understand her being fucked up and lost right now. Do you know what I'm saying? And for her to take her life, or attempt to, she may not really feel like anybody in her family gives a fuck. And you know what? As an artist, he knows that that was related to him. It hurt her that she couldn't go maybe release some sort of fucking pain she found in him as a musician. You know what I'm saying? And him as an artist to kind of make that be a tribute to her maybe made her think about it in a way like, what if he were to fucking have killed himself there? How would that have made her feel? Maybe, you know what I'm saying, maybe he related to her in a way that most other people can't understand.
Well, I mean, she's currently in the hospital under psychiatric care. I doubt that
well,
she's looking
she
at any
be.
Type of Twitter.
Yeah,
well, absolutely.
But do you know what I'm saying? What a message to a young woman who's in the hospital for attempting suicide from the very man who she couldn't go to see, to have made an attempt to have said, I'll kill myself. Maybe she will think twice about that ever again.
Well, I hope so, because, you know, I've said it a couple of times before, suicide is a really, really hard issue, and
mm-hmm.
it's a really, really selfish act. Katrina Johnson and I have a mutual friend who did take her life. And it was super hard. And it obviously it's not hard on her because she's gone. But it was hard on us. I mean, it was super hard. Like, there's nothing worse than knowing that feeling of they're on a downward spiral and there's nothing that you can do about it. You know, this girl was of age. She was married. Her husband didn't give a shit about her. Like, there's a difference between being a grown-ass woman and being a 15-year-old girl who's just, she just wants to be loved. Like,
yeah,
she just
that's
needs
the saddest
guidance.
Fucking thing in the world.
It is. It
I
is.
Feel her pain. I wish I could have a conversation with the young lady.
Absolutely. I think that everybody, their heart goes out to her because obviously she has, growing up, can you imagine wearing masks and your dad being Michael Jackson and being criticized every 5 seconds about, you know, who you are, what you do, what your dad does. I mean, like, that in itself is nerve-wracking. But
and we
top
don't
of
know,
that,
beside that, what if there's truth in any of it, the poor young woman, you know?
Yeah, you know, you never know. Obviously, we had a couple of people that I've talked to when this whole Wade Robson thing came out that he was accusing Michael now after however many years of his death that he had been sexually molested. From sources that I know personally that know him said that they believe him, that they believe that it happened, that it's true, that he's not lying. And I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah. They're like, he wouldn't lie. That there was always really weird stuff going on. And, you know, so it's just, it kind of just goes, I was thinking maybe the guy just wanted money. Obviously, everybody wants money. But now it made me do the double think because I'm like, you know, this person that told me this is very close to Wade. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll see, you know. And maybe that's affecting her, too. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But whatever the case may be, I hope that Paris Jackson gets all the help that she needs. Suicide is a very serious issue. So I will say a little prayer for her because I just hope that she gets the love that she needs.
Same. And I hope that that's what Marilyn Manson's intentions were, because if it was rather some sadistic shit, fuck you. That's all.
Well, and that's the problem. It's Marilyn Manson. Like, what are the odds that it was some sadistic shit?
I know, but
on.
Still, you just want to hope, you know? But Jamesy, you were talking about an email from Kat.
Oh, yeah, she got hacked.
I got an email from... Yeah.
She got hacked.
Now, was she
I
really
let her
hacked
know
or
earlier.
Was she, or, so it's legit, because she's saying on Facebook she was hacked by Finny the Dolphin.
No, I got the email first, and I actually got that same email from another one of my friends, and I let him know. I go, hey, I think you got hacked, because I looked it up online, and I put the Raspberry Ultra drops, and then as soon as I put it into Google for the search, it said scam. So I clicked on the one that said scam, and it took me to Scambook, and I think there's like over 40 billion complaints of people that they're saying, oh, I got this email from my daughter. Oh, I got this email from my son. They were hacked and I bought the product. And, you know, it wasn't what it said it was. It was water. Or, you know, I still haven't gotten my shipment. So be careful.
Okay.
Just so you know,
gotcha.
She got hacked.
I didn't do shit to it. I was just like, I opened it, I clicked on it, and it sent me to the page, and I was like, fuck, she's trying to tell me I'm fat, and I closed it. I was done. I was like,
He didn't even want to read it. He's like, oh, she thinks I'm fat.
But you thought it was some weight loss drops or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes up, and I'm just like, bitch, trying to tell me I'm fat, close.
Okay,
I closed
the
website, because I've seen it before.
There are some drops out there. They're called raspberry ketone shots. And it was on Dr. Oz. He talked about how it's such a great weight loss drug for him. It deals with, like, the aromatherapies of raspberry, and apparently it's a fat burner, so it just instantly burns fat when you take it, blah, 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 blah. It isn't this specific brand that's being scammed through the internet, though. It's another brand. Like, you can buy it at Amazon.com. Like five different places that sell it. My biggest thing is, if you're looking for weight loss, diet and exercise. And speaking of diet and exercise, have you guys heard of the new craze that's happening over here in Beverly Hills in order to lose weight?
The tongue patch?
That's right. Jamesy, have you heard about this?
The what?
It's a tongue patch.
What?
It's basically, it's a patch, and doctors go in and sew it to your tongue. And it's crazy. It's this new cosmetic surgery technique. Allegedly, it's helped people lose up to 30 pounds in a month. And it's the patch is like the size of a postage stamp, and they place it on your tongue. They stitch it on, and it's designed so that it makes eating solid food really painful. So because you can't eat solid food, you have to only consume liquids. Like, it's
okay.
Crazy.
I can't stand the feeling of having hair on my tongue, let alone a square the size of a postage stamp.
How about if you drink something too hot and you get one of those little sores on your tongue? How much does that hurt? Can you imagine?
It hurts.
All I can say is people are fucking crazy. Crazy. Like, it says that, like, they put six stitches on your tongue in order to hold the fucking patch. And
eat right and exercise. What the fuck?
Right?
Well, apparently,
like,
you know,
just
their lives are just so hectic. Well, apparently their lives are just so hectic.
Oh, please. If anybody
can
do what I
can. An hour every other day to go to the gym, you know. I mean, it's just, it's better.
Then do it at home. Then do it at home.
Exactly.
Obviously, this guy, Dr. Nicholas Chagay of Beverly Hills, he's the cosmetic surgeon. This is his brainchild. He said that he gives his patients an easy-to-follow liquid diet that fulfills all nutritional needs while minimizing calorie intake. Now, he's come under fire from Dr. Richard Chafu. He's a California cosmetic surgeon. He said, with any kind of thing you put in there and suture into your tongue, you run the risk of getting an infection. You're going to be drooling a lot. It's going to be really painful. You could get an ulcer, an infection. It could dislodge and go down your throat and cause an airway obstruction. Like, if you have all of these side effects, which are pretty damn serious, because let's think about it, an infection. You could lose your tongue. Like, really? I like my tongue where it is.
And Kim Kardashian will have one next week.
No.
Kardashian will have one next week.
No, because then she can't give blowjobs, and that's the only way that she, you know, sleeps her way up to the top. So that's a no-no for her.
Oh, stop. She'll use diet and exercise and plastic surgery after the baby, and she'll be all right.
I know. She's going to have the baby, and literally the doctor is going to be there. She's going to be like, okay, go ahead and give me my tummy tuck down.
Perhaps.
Oh, you know.
Seriously.
It. And that's the sad part.
Oh, for sure. It's fine. But, yeah, it says that these patients that are on this diet, they can only wear the tongue patch for a month at a time, because after that, the patch fuses to the tongue surface. Like, really? It fuses to the tongue surface? Like, that alone, like, first of all, how did he realize that? Which, the patch must have fused to somebody's fucking tongue, right? And it's like, did that person sue?
Right.
Was it possible to sue? What happened?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it was voluntary.
It's just too much.
You know, they did it because they wanted to. They did it because they wanted to, despite what the risks would possibly be, because apparently, you know, they did it before they knew what the risks were. So.
Yeah. And that's why it is not FDA approved. And FDA is there to protect
them. Yeah. Right.
Well,
I'm just
going to be
warning.
Well, we'll pay you, you know, $30,000 if you do this, and then tell us what the side effects are, and, yeah, you'll be good to go.
Well, I think that it's fucking great. what?
But it's,
you
it
could take drugs or you
stupid.
Could get a patch. Oh, absolutely. Why the hell am I going to pay somebody $2,000 to put a fucking patch onto my tongue, cause me pain, and I won't be able to enjoy a nice steak dinner.
Do the shit yourself
that.
For that. Fuck. Just like bitches implant tire into their ass. How long will it be before someone does it themselves?
Seriously. People have pierced their own tongues. It wouldn't surprise me if they tried to
True.
Do this too.
True.
So, there you go.
Idiots. But you know what? Talking about an idiot. Huh?
Talking about an idiot.
Yeah. Did you hear Justin Bieber couldn't get into a nightclub?
Oh, that's James's favorite
God.
Person in the whole wide world.
I know. I
what
just,
happened?
Oh, I just so love Justin Bieber. Oh, my God. Tell us the story. I want to hear all about it.
Well, he was in Hollywood. However, he had attempted to enter Lure nightclub at around 7 o'clock during their beach day party. Unfortunately, he was spotted by security and escorted out of the building.
Well,
do you hear this at all?
Let me just say that I applaud Lure Nightclub Hollywood because they finally did the right thing. If I had to wait, which I didn't entirely wait because I had a fake ID when I was like 16, but if I had to wait until I was 21 to go to a fucking club, why the hell is he given all this extra special treatment when he's like 17? For real? Come on.
Well, I mean, he's 19. And most clubs are 18 and over.
No, bitch. Uh-huh. Not in Hollywood. When there's alcohol involved, it is 21 and over all the time, except for the all-ages club, which is Hollywood and Highland. Other than that, like, it's 21 and over. I'm sorry, but you just can't. And
usually
it's been reported. 18
to party and 21 to drink out here. So that's probably why he had such a wild night in New York, because that's how it is. But, I mean, I'm sure he's been to Hollywood many times before. It's Come on, it's the Biebs.
Oh, no, I know. Well, I mean, you've heard all these stories where, like, when he was going out with Selena, that they were both, like, drunk off their asses doing interviews. And I've heard her in an interview or two where she was slurring her words, but it's like, you know what? She's freaking hot. She's cute. She doesn't get on my nerves. I'm like, go ahead, girl. Have some fun. With him, I'm just annoyed.
It's her birthday.
It's like.
It's ironically the day
what?
After mine.
I feel exactly the opposite way. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
I feel the opposite, Daisy. Like, I remember a long time ago, I'm listening to, like, back in the day we had tapes. And then we used to have these red mixed tapes, okay? And I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking this chick is a girl. It's a girl singing on it. And I'm like, oh, I like this shit, you know? And come to find out it was Justin Bieber. but then I heard like some of his pop stuff that I know about all the craze, but I wasn't really into him, his music like that, you know what I'm saying? Now, Selena Gomez just kind of gets on my nerves with her like new music career and the corny shit she's doing, but I kind of respect the Biebs because he's made some good songs. He made, like, a song with Drake I really like stuff. So I feel opposite of you.
No, I'm not talking about, like, music-wise, because the truth be told, I do like his music. Ugh, don't blame me. Like, the whole Nicki Minaj one that he had with her, I was kind of like, yeah. I like Selena Gomez more as a person. Oh, good God. Can we hear him?
Yeah, can we?
Sure. Well, you know how in the first verse where he's like, show you off, tonight I'm going to show you off. I kind of changed it to blow you off. Tonight I'm going to blow you off. And then in the second verse, how does the second verse of that song start, Daisy? I have to hear how it starts to remember my lyrics.
Is someone in the chat room? Look at lyrics.
Body rock. Body rock. No, it's body rock tonight. Or I want to feel your body rock. I basically changed it to dirty cock. I want to feel your dirty cock. A.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, you're so sassy today, James. I don't know.
Oh, my God. My virgin ears can't take that.
Your virgin ears. Girl, you know being on this show, nothing is virgin. I'm just saying. If you are on uncensored radio, there ain't no part of your body that's virgin. I'm just saying.
Hey.
Well, I just got some very...
Speak for yourself,
awesome
bitch.
That I just got some really awesome news that I want to share. Y'all know I'm unemployed right now. You know, I'm unemployed right now, and I'm currently looking for a job. Well, the company that I used to work for, I just found out, lost their biggest project ever. And it was a project that I worked on, and they just basically pulled from the company and said, fuck you, bitches. So that's what you get for firing your best people. Just saying.
Do you want to tell us the company?
Or did they fire you because you fucked everything up on the company?
James fucked everything up. That's why they lost the client. James.
I fucked it all up for them. Yeah, that was it. No, Converges can kiss my ass, and they get what they deserve.
Same name.
Well, that sucks, James. I hope that. But you know what? It will all turn around. As long as you're doing the right thing, it will always work out.
That's right.
Yeah. Very true.
That's right.
Very true.
So going back to freaking psychotic people, including your previous employer, did y'all hear that Richard Ramirez died? The Night Stalker? Do you guys remember
Richard
him?
Ramirez.
Oh, that answers my question. The convicted serial killer, Richard Ramirez, he was known as the Night Stalker, like back in 1984-85, he was the Night Stalker. He was a serial killer, and he was, like, killing people. He did 13 murders in, like, Southern California, where, like, I used to live, and, like, I was telling Stephanie earlier that I remember, like, my parents talking about this guy. Like, everybody was super, super scared. Like, he was in East L.A., but he was, like, in the suburb area. He did 13 murders. Like, it was crazy. Like, for that period of a year, like, people were just, they were going apeshit trying to figure out who this guy was. And he had, like, he was a devil worshiper. And he had, like, the satanic, the star with the circle on his palms, and it was tattooed. Do you
wow,
not,
that's starting
you
to
know.
Sound familiar to me. Maybe I was young, and I was definitely young, you know what I'm saying? But that's, I remember that. That's weird.
Yeah, he's basically, he started killing people, and he's still a, he was in San Quentin for a long time, basically. He was in life in prison. They made a movie about him, The Manhunt Search for the Night Stalker. And, like, this guy literally, like, just terrorized all of Los Angeles for that whole entire year. And when I saw this in the news, I was like, holy crap. Like, I remember my parents talking about this guy, and I remember... I think it was 2000 or 2001, he was up for parole, and he, at his hearing, he, like, lifted up his hands, and, like, I remember seeing, like, the satanic symbols on his hands, and he was talking about, and that motherfucker got married in prison. I'm like, for real? Who is Gary the Night Stalker?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember this shit. I was like, for real? No way. Like, he's a serial killer, and I guess this chick, I forget her name, I'll look it up, but she started to be his pen pal, and she was okay with, like, the murders, and she was okay with him being a Satanist, and, yeah, she ended up marrying him. Like, crazy. Like, would you
wow.
marry somebody that you knew was...
Listen, I know bitches who that's their hustle. Like, in New York, there's a lot of, especially upstate New York, there's a lot of prisons here, okay? So I know females who write motherfuckers and do stuff for them, like, but then, like, they get money other ways, you know what I'm saying? So they buy shoes, they get, you know what I'm saying? Like, they get money out of it somehow, or... they waste their life thinking that they're going to get some kind of payback for that. Like, I don't get it. I don't got time for that kind of shit. But I know, like, females do that. Like, I don't understand it, though.
Obviously, it's another issue of just people that you just kind of go, what the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Like, obviously... This guy had issues, and I'm just looking up, like, different stuff that's happened with him, but, like, obviously, like, his dad, it says here, was a cop, and he was, like, physically abusive. The guy was influenced by his older cousin, Miguel, a.k.a. Mike, who was a Green Beret, and showed him Polaroids of the Vietnam War of his victims, and some of the pictures included... raping Vietnamese women and would show them posing with severed heads of a woman he had abused. Like, I'm reading this from fucking Wikipedia. Like, that's
wow.
harsh.
Oh, because Wikipedia is such a reliable source.
It is. Screw you. What do you want me to go through? There isn't a Richard Ramirez freaking fan page, unless I don't know that, and there is, in which case I retract my message. I'm going to laugh if there is one. It's going to be some weird, like, satanic ritual site
you know
or
what?
Whatever. Oh, Lord.
And I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google it right now. Ramirez. I may spell his last name wrong.
Oh, goodness.
What about this mom's brawl at the elementary school?
Oh, my God, yeah. Tell him all about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the video, well, Daisy.
There is.
You're such a dumb.
On my biography.com does have a Richard Ramirez page.
On what?
There is?
I'm sorry?
Biography.com has a page on Richard Ramirez.
Wow.
What does Biography.com say about him?
Well, basically says he was born in El Paso, Texas on February 28, 1960. Richard Ramirez was an American serial killer who, over a two-year rampage, raped and tortured more than 25 victims and murdered more than a dozen, most of them in their own homes. Dubbed the Night Stalker,
yep.
Ramirez was turned onto satanic worship at an early age by his cousin, a soldier who had recently returned from war in Vietnam. Following a four-year trial in 1989, Ramirez was convicted of 13 killings. He received the death penalty and was sent to San Quentin Prison in California. He died on June 7, 2013, at the age of 53. Now, my question is, following a four-year trial in 1989, why is it that it's just now, you know, 22 or 23 years later, that he's finally died, that they finally killed him?
They didn't kill him. I think he just died of natural causes.
That's ridiculous.
Did it say that he died?
Why? Yeah, it says that he died. It doesn't say that, you know, whatever. It doesn't say that he was killed, but it's like, why?
No, it says right here, he died while awaiting execution in California's death row.
of natural causes.
So he was.
But my question is, why would you make them wait that long? One, I mean, why would you put them on death row for that long that they'd have to await their death? Like, I mean, I would honestly, I would, if I were, you know, was in charge of that, if they were sentenced to death, like, I would do it, like, within the next 5 days. We'll schedule this within the next 5 to 7 business days.
It's not that. It
depends how many deaths I got going on that day.
James, it is so, it is so not that easy. Like, I would agree with you, but there's a lot of people that are out there, especially like human activists, that, you know, it's wrong, we're playing God, you know, why are we, you know, sentencing to death? It could be, you know, it could have been a mistrial, you know, somebody could have been framed. There's been several people on death row that were later found acquitted. Like, there's several things. Plus, like, you're talking about, they have to appeal. They have the right to an appeal, right? So they're going to appeal first to the Superior Court. And then if the Superior Court holds it, then they need to appeal to the federal. And then, you know, like, there's, like, different places you can appeal. And that's a process. It's not, like, something that takes a week or two to do. No.
Oh, come on, that's 20 years later. Like, come on now.
I know.
I am telling you, I am
telling
you, I am telling you right now,
man.
I am telling you right now, in California, because I know this, again, I work for the government, in California, the Administrative Appeals Board, and I'm talking about, like, disability, unemployment insurance, all that stuff, an appeal, okay, for unemployment or disability insurance will take a minimum of 6 weeks to schedule and to be heard. And that is only because it's dire, obviously. It's people's livelihood, so they need to be seen ahead of time. But it will take anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks to schedule, okay, a hearing. After that, it's another 7 to 10 days to get a decision. So you're looking at about 2 to 3 months in order for you to get benefits if you were found that you're eligible. Now, people that have different stuff like tax, you know, an employer gets an assessment and, you know, they're appealing the assessment, they don't get scheduled. The last one that I saw was back from 1997, and it just got scheduled to be heard. Yeah, that's how long it's taking. So you could be an employer. Your business could be closed. You went bankrupt. All that other shit in between that time, and you're gonna have a hearing 7-8 years later.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's the sad part. Yeah, we do have checks and balances in place. Unfortunately, it's not as efficiently run as you would think. There are things that take priority, and you were unable to, you know. And, yeah, this guy was on death row for 29 years, but in the end, at least he was, you know, taken off the street.
It sucked our fucking money dry. The son of a bitch should have died fucking 25 years ago.
I agree. Well, do you know how he was apprehended? Okay. Fine. Go. You guys
fuck him.
Eat me.
Fuck him.
Yes, fuck him. Anyways.
These moms got into it. Listen, they were in Florida. Two moms were, like, at a talent show, okay? And one woman got pissed off at this other woman because she bumped her child and knocked her kid over. And, she, you know, the one woman saying it was an accident, the other woman was like, what the fuck? Watch where you're going. Obviously, that's my kid, you know? So their words escalated, and they got into a fucking physical fight, confrontation, with leading one mom, choking the other mom. How crazy is that? You guys, thank you for listening to the Schmooze
on Uncensored Radio, and be careful with irate mothers and kill killers, and, you know, you should be
fine.
We're
crazy motherfuckers.
That's true. Oh boy. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.